The best advice my own father ever gave me was to marry an older man. His reason: an older man is more mature, has more experience in life, and can teach you things along the way. Don't make the mistake of going through life at the same age, making the same mistakes together. This made total sense to me. Shortly after, I met my now husband, who is much older than myself. My husband always felt more like a father figure because of the age difference and his maturity level. This meant I didn't treat him with the same silliness I did with boys my own age. I feared and respected him, even though I was never taught what respect was supposed to look like growing up. I gave him my own version of respect, which I now know was only the tip of the respect iceberg. I feared lying to him, cheating on him, leaving him, not doing what he asked me to do, and wouldn't place friends above him. This was my personal version of respect in ignorance of Yah's word. Being older than me, he was always teaching me about life and the world. He took care of me, provided for me, and protected me. If I had been taught as a child how to respect a man, he would have received that without question. In the Bible, there were marriages that took place that involved younger women with older men. Two examples of this are Sarah and Abraham, who were 10 years apart, as well as Ruth and Boaz, where Boaz indicated Ruth could have married someone young, closer to her age, but instead chose him. Marrying an older man is not a commandment, this is just another viewpoint. Not many women have heard this, and I'm so grateful that my own dad taught me this lesson at a young age. My dad is not Western, but from another country, and in his country it's normal for women to marry older men at a young age, and this is meaning a legal age with a family's consent. This post is for unmarried women to think outside of the box when it comes to love. To recognize that marrying a man who is older, especially an older polygynous man who already has other wives, is a great thing. Firstly, the older man will usually be more mature. Also, if he already has wives and children, he is also proving that he is a great provider and nurturer. It takes a lot of responsibility to take care of and manage a family. When a man has already proven he is capable of that, you won't have to worry about whether or not he will be a faithful, loving, nurturing husband to you as well. His other wives and children are a testament to his character as a man. A man who fears the Most High and keeps his commandments along with the rest is better than winning the lottery and the best type of man to find. I'm not saying the man or his family will be perfect, because no one is perfect except for the Most High, but I am saying he is more likely to be experienced, mature, and his family is a testimony to that, even if they're not perfect. I pray my own daughters marry older men who fear Yah and already have wives. Many women stay within a box in marriage looking for a single man who is close to their same age. This is not necessary and is just a social norm of today's modern world. A man does not have to be married with other wives to prove he is a responsible man. That is simply icing on the cake. Just finding a responsible man who also fears the Most High is a great thing. Before a man has two or three wives, he has to start with one. If you are the first one, finding a responsible man is just as good, and being older than you is also icing on the cake. This is my personal view, and not everyone will agree. Again, this is not a commandment, just an idea to consider if you haven't. I am speaking from my own personal experience. Everything I've done in my life and accomplished, I credit towards my master and his wisdom and advice that helped me along the way. The beautiful life he provides now is from his years of wisdom and experience that he learned prior to meeting me, and I was able to share in the fruit of that with him. Finding an older man who already has wives and children doesn't mean life will be easier, because polygyny is not easy, but remember, monogamy also has its own complications as well. Neither route is easier, it's just about choice. All types of marriages require commitment, faithfulness, and the willingness to work through complications when they arise. Also, if monogamy was easier, almost 50% of Western marriages wouldn't end in divorce. I'm so thankful my master is older than me, and I'm consistently blessed by his years of wisdom, advice, and knowledge. If you are looking for a husband who will become your covering and earthly master, remember to keep an open mind in age and marital status. To think outside the box to see a responsible older man is a blessing, and a responsible polygynous older man is the true prize. Biblical submission is a beautiful lifestyle that is worthy of praise. Thank you for reading or listening to this podcast. I hope it reaches someone's heart. Please leave any questions in the comments below.